In the perpetually foggy district known as the Hollow, Roman Devlin carries a heavy burden. Known as the Wolf of the Hollow, his pendant, the Skull of Obradus, marks him as one of the most feared Darkslayers in a city built atop ancient magic. But beneath this fearsome reputation lies a man trapped by his abusive father's influence and desperate to protect those he loves. Meanwhile, in neighboring Angelthene, Darian Castle leads the Seven Devils, a circle of monster hunters grieving both his mother's death and his girlfriend Lauren's coma. When these worlds collide through an unexpected theft and a search for missing siblings, the delicate balance between rival territories begins to crumble. What makes this urban fantasy so captivating is how it weaves supernatural elements into everyday life. Gray zones mark dangerous territories, protective force fields surround cities, and magical treatments can heal otherwise fatal conditions. Yet beneath this fantastical veneer lies a simple truth. In a world where monsters lurk in shadows, sometimes the most dangerous creatures are the ones we love. Darkslayers organize into formal circles with strict territorial boundaries, each bearing distinctive markings. The Shadowmasters with their bleeding black Skull of Obitus, the Seven Devils with their horned letter S. These divisions naturally create tensions when boundaries are crossed. Each circle develops its own unique culture. The Shadowmasters operate with ruthless efficiency in the Hollow, while the Seven Devils maintain a more familial structure at Hell's Gate. This framework explores themes of belonging and loyalty. The magic system adds complexity. Hellseers see through magical veils, familiars bond with individuals to enhance abilities, and conduit tattoos channel specific magical energies. Different traditions, red inferno magic, blue mist magic, and green terra magic, must remain balanced. These circles reflect our own tribal instincts, groups that both protect and constrain us. The magic flowing through this world isn't mere supernatural decoration, but mirrors the power dynamics shaping our relationships. The forbidden romance between Roman Devlin and Shayla Cousins begins with antagonism when she steals his pendant while disguised as a messenger. Their initial hostility transforms as they're forced to rely on each other while searching for Shay's missing sister. Their connection develops against overwhelming odds. As members of rival darkslaying circles, their relationship is forbidden by both families. When Roman teaches Shay to control her water magic, we see his softer side beyond the feared Wolf of the Hollow. Parallel runs Darian and Lauren's relationship, challenged by Lauren's memory loss after awakening from her coma. Darian's decision to withhold their romantic past creates tension throughout the narrative. When she experiences memory fragments, their first meeting, intimate moments, each recollection brings them closer. Both relationships illustrate how love can flourish in the harshest circumstances. Connection persists despite every reason it shouldn't. When Roman whispers, "I love you, Shayla," before departing while she sleeps, or when Darian and Lauren choose to live in their present moment despite the inevitable heartbreak their love contains. Memory, its loss, recovery, and manipulation forms a central theme throughout this world. When Lauren awakens with no memory of her relationship with Darian, his patient waiting for her natural remembering demonstrates respect for her autonomy despite his pain. Each returning fragment, helping Darian through a magical surge, their first meeting, builds toward her complete recollection. When she finally remembers everything, she feels whole again with Darian sleeping beside her. Lauren's coma visions of the Phoenix Head Society's founding 2,000 years earlier connect her to a larger historical narrative and reveal her origins from the Arcanum Well. The basilisk, an ancient serpent that feasts on memories and rots the brain, offers to free Darian from memories of his mother's death, illustrating how the past can be both burden and strength. This story asks which memories make us who we are. When Roman struggles with his dual identity, or Lauren reconciles her human self with supernatural origins, they confront how experiences shape who we become. In this world, magic always demands payment. The Serpent King warns, "Every time you use your creation, you must make a trade. life and death are the natural order of things. This cost manifests personally. Darian's venom addiction enhances his magical sight while deteriorating his health. The Arcanum Well requires a life sacrifice for each use, horrifying Lauren when she realizes someone died for her existence. Darkslayer's powers similarly shorten their lifespans. Magic also connects to emotional states. When Shay finally embraces grief over her sister's presumed death, her power manifests as rain falling on the desert for the first time, grounding supernatural elements in human experience. The catastrophic activation of the well replica beneath Eveswitch shows magic's ultimate cost. As the veil between worlds collapses and monsters pour through, characters face the consequences of tampering with forces beyond control. This reflects our own relationship with power. Every ability gained comes with a price, sometimes obvious, sometimes hidden. Magic serves as a metaphor for the choices we make when pursuing power without considering its full cost. The story culminates as the well replica beneath Eveswitch activates, threatening to destroy the city and tear down the veil between worlds. This crisis unites all narrative threads in a desperate race against time. Characters split into mission groups. Darian leads Roman, Tanner, and Jack through tunnels toward the activated well. Max and Dallas battle demons until Maya arrives with elementals, and Lauren heads to the control tower to use her conduit tattoos to shield part of the city. Lauren's declaration, "I spent so many years being afraid, I'm done with fear," marks her transformation from victim to hero. Parallel scenes of characters facing impossible odds build tension until the replica detonates. The aftermath unfolds in fragmented scenes of chaos. Darian and Roman survive in darkness, their Hellseer sight useless. Lauren and Malachi hide amid rubble as fell creatures hunt through the devastated city. This apocalyptic ending presents a world forever changed, where characters face the consequences of ancient conflicts. In crisis, true natures emerge. Lauren finds courage, Shay makes her sacrifice, and others reveal their deepest selves when everything collapses. Throughout this journey, characters wrestle with fate versus free will. Darian rejects the Basilisk's prophecy by drawing his sword rather than accepting its vision. Roman admits he can't stand up to his abusive father Don, yet protects his half-brother Paxton, fighting against what seems inevitable. Lauren's discovery of her creation through the Arcanum Well raises questions about purpose. Was she merely a tool, or could she define her own existence? Her decision to shield part of the city represents claiming agency despite her manufactured origins. Even smaller choices matter. Darian allows Lauren to remember their relationship naturally rather than showing her his memories. Max continues searching for his sister despite years believing her dead, showing faith in changing apparent fate. The story's power lies in demonstrating that while prophecies, curses, and social structures constrain choices, we retain power to respond according to our values. In a world where ancient magic determines much, these characters remind us that how we face challenges, with courage, love, or sacrifice, remains entirely our own.